Patience is a virtue. I have never liked that phrase. It has always seemed to be trite and simplistic, dismissing my feelings and needs in the present reality. It is what I heard when someone wanted me to be quiet or still. The psalmist today writes, "Blessed are all who wait for the Lord." Jesus in today's gospel tells us that the kingdom of God is at hand. But I say, why can't the kingdom be now? Why do we have to wait? Even in yoga class, my teacher invited us to hold patience as our intention. As I lay on my mat, having a conversation with my body, as I try to twist in a sort of a pretzel, my thoughts move to irritation. Why can't I do this better, this posture, this pose? My yoga teacher says words that interrupt my furrowed brow. Patience is compassion, he says. Compassion for others, compassion for self. I breathe into patience. I relax as frustration melts into the floor. Patience is compassion. It is not stillness or blind obedience. It is not wasting time until something better comes along. Jesus continues his instructions to his disciples by telling them to cure the sick, raise the dead, drive out demons, cleanse the lepers. He calls us to active patience, active compassion. Today, we are called to live in the kingdom of God, which is both now and yet to come. Jesus requires of us to be engaged in God's work of love and healing, while at the same time being patient with what God has yet in store for us. To live with compassion for ourselves and for others.